Amen. Acts chapter 4. And I'm so hungry for God to do something today in this house for the lives of every one of us. Amen. You know, God's big enough for every one of us to take him home with us. Amen. John, good to see you, my brother. Amen. So glad you're here. Amen. We care about you. We love you, buddy. And that guy standing right next to you, man, I want you to know that's a brother to you that cares. And boy, we'll fight all the way to the gate of hell for you. Thank God for it. Amen. Acts the 4th chapter, verse 32 and 33 is what I want to read. The scripture says, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. See, God's people became one. Neither said any of them that all of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And the kingdom of God is not who has the most. It's not who's the best. We're just one with God. Are you thankful? 33. And with great power. Somebody say great power. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Great power gave them the ability to witness of what Jesus just did, the resurrection. And great grace, somebody say great grace, was upon them all. Great power and great grace. Great power and great grace. I said great grace and great power. Great power and great grace. Amen. I want those factors in my life. I just don't want a power. I want the great power. I just don't want grace. I want the great grace of God. Amen. Would you put your Bibles down? And I want you to lift your hands to the Almighty God right now. And I want you to pray that God would minister and God would touch right now in this place. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Jesus. Thank you for your spirit, your power, your word, Lord. We love and we worship you. We thank you, God, for your hand. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness, Jesus. Thank you for what you're going to do today, Lord, in these lives. We give you praise and we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. Great power, great grace. Today I want to talk to you about that great grace of God. Great grace of God. We're going to talk about it. There's something about that grace of God being upon us. There's something about the great power of God being on us. There's something that causes us to go forward in this old world. You have not received and experienced the gift of the Holy Ghost. Let me just assure you, the Holy Ghost is for you. We're living in a day and hour where people try to talk away the gift of the Holy Ghost and tell you you don't have to have it. But I want to tell you, you can't do without it. You need the gift of the Holy Ghost. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you're receiving God in you. His great power and his great grace will work and activate in your life. You need the Holy Ghost. Now, the Holy Ghost is not accepting Christ as your personal Savior. The Holy Ghost is not confessing your sins. The Holy Ghost is not repentance. The Holy Ghost is not just getting baptized in water. The Holy Ghost is not just speaking in tongues. You will speak with other tongues when the Holy Ghost comes up on you. Amen. The Holy Ghost is not just getting that thrill and that chill and the feeling and the sensation. But the Holy Ghost is when God operates inside of your life. His great power and his great grace. Amen. Are you thankful for the Holy Ghost? Amen. Are you thankful that the gift of God is still being given today? Now, the scripture says in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, says this: for by grace are you saved through faith. It's not of your own doing. It is the gift of God, the Bible says. It's not the result of me being a good person. It's the result of him giving his grace to my life. It's not by works. You can't work yourself into receiving the Holy Ghost. The only thing you can do is surrender and let God have his way. The Bible says, for we are his workmanship, accepted in him. And he's done this. amen, that we should walk in his grace. Amen. I'm thankful for the net of grace, God's big, great net called grace. The grace of God is right on time, on time. Hear me, the goodness of God is on target today to snatch us up. Many times I've heard the story of right on time, how God snatched somebody and brought them to the ark of his mercy. Many times I've heard that it was somebody's service where they walked in that service and they didn't have a clue in their life why they were there. They didn't understand everything. But God, in his great wisdom and great grace, pulled them into the ark, filled them with the Holy Ghost. They were baptized in Jesus' name. 2 days later, something happened and their life was gone. At the last moment of their opportunity of life, hear me, the great net of God reached and snatched them. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful that God snatched me out of the world of sin. The scripture said he brought us out of a horrible pit. He brought us out of a horrible lifestyle. The grace of God got a hold of us just in time and pulled us out. I don't know who this is for today, but it's for somebody. It's maybe for every one of us. But God is wanting his grace to work in your life. The great net of grace is for you, and God is trying to reach for you. God will never make you live for him. God will never make a slave out of you. God will never coerce you to serve him. But oh, I'm so thankful that God has put goodness and mercy there, grace and the benefits and all these things. With grace, he tries to appeal to you, and he gently knocks. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Are you thankful that God graces the door of your life? And he knocks, and he calls at your name. Today in the Holy Ghost, God is trying to call somebody. God is trying to get you to open the door of your heart. And I want to tell you, you know what grace will do for you when you open the door? Grace will lead you through. Hallelujah. Grace will help you into his grace and glory, into his marvelous light. I'll tell you what else grace will do when you follow the plan of God and you are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ after you repent of your sins. Grace will slam the door behind you. All your sins, all your problems, all your past is slammed and separated from you behind you. Are you thankful for the grace of God that still shuts the door behind you? Amen. Those old things that want to stand up, they're on the other side of the door now. Brother Guillermo, every sin you ever done, every lie you ever done, every bad thing you ever done, every bad thought, when you repent of your sins and you're baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, it says for the remission of sins, for the removal and the forgiveness of sins, the goodness of God washes your sins away and shuts the door behind you. Amen. So every time the enemy comes to accuse you, remember, he can only accuse you behind the door. He can only say to your life, "Tamara, do you remember how bad of a person you used to be?" But he's behind the door of grace. He's behind the mercy and the work of the Almighty God. Are you thankful for the grace of God that still shuts the door? Are you thankful for the coverage of the Almighty God? Amen. That puts you past your past. Amen. Just in time. Amen. I don't know about you, but the hand of the Almighty God, amen, was just in time in many people's lives. Just in time. I look at things that happen in my life, the little events of my life, raised in church, raised in a great home, but the grace of God was there, right in time. God has done many things to help me right on time. The grace of God has been there to direct me and help me. And I'm thankful that God has good timing. Are you thankful for the good timing of God? God's never too late, honey. God's on time, every time. Amen. And I'm thankful that God has good aim. Yes, sir. God has good aim. God don't hit miss. God hits every time. God is aiming at a heart today. Amen. But you got to let God have his way with your heart. God is intent today. God don't ever speak in vain. God's not speaking in general today. God is speaking directly to somebody, that his grace is aimed at your life. And God is ready to do something in your life. Not only does God have good timing, he's got a good aim. And are you thankful for the good love of God? Oh, good love. I'm going to tell you the best thing. I mean, I love it when God loves me. I love it when I feel the love of God. When something is going on in my life, to feel it's going to be okay. To feel the love of God. Early this morning, in the midst of everything, I felt the good love of God wake me up. And I had the hand of God, oh, just lead me and direct me. In the midst of all kind of problems, I mean, you ever had anything go wrong in your life? It don't ever happen in ones. It always happens in series, doesn't it? Amen. I mean, everything that could go wrong will go wrong. Amen. This week, lawnmower broke right in the middle of mowing, weeds in the yard, something else, air conditioning went out in the house. Amen. Before you know it, it got up to 80-something, 90 degrees in the house. Grandbaby's cheeks were so red. And since Crossway realized something's wrong, an air conditioner, something happened to the unit outside. Its compressor's blown. Third thing, we get ready to leave Friday to go on a little trip, me and Sister Crosswhite, for our anniversary. And she went to water her flowers, and she looked, and one of the pipes were leaking. We had to turn the water off to the house. I mean, everything that can happen. But you know, in the midst of everything going wrong, I'm thankful for the goodness of the Lord. I'm thankful for the grace of God. I'm thankful that God is present. Amen. In the midst of the storms of life, the goodness of God is operating. God don't have a closeout sale today, but God has an abundance of grace for you today. God has so much more than what you want. Amen. What you know and what you ever thought of. Amen. The goodness of God is on time. God has good timing. He has good aim and he has good love. Amen. You ought to lift your hands and thank God for his grace right now in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That great grace of God, that great power of God. I love the story ever since I was a little boy. We had a Bible book when I was a kid that I used to flip through. And there was a picture of Abraham with a knife in his hand. His son Isaac was on the altar. And Abraham was ready to take that knife and plunge it in the throat of that young boy. And all of a sudden, the picture showed an angel had his hand there catching the hand with the knife in it. Are you thankful that mercy knows how to catch the hand of judgment? Are you thankful for the timing of grace? Amen. I'm thankful that our shepherd is our shield. The Lord is my shield, the scripture says. Amen. God has shielded. Grace has shielded us. Hey, the President of the United States has a secret service. The child of God as the great shepherd. The shepherd is our shield. Amen. He leads me, but he protects me and shields me. How many times the enemy wants to come against me, and the great shield of God is all about me. Amen. I thank of the shield of God, that grace of God, the keeping grace of God. Amen. You know, I thank that I've never strayed too far from the grace of God. You know, sin is sin. I don't care if it's little sin or big sin. Amen. They may not have the same consequences as a big sin, but sin is still sin. And God, many times, even from little things, God has shielded me and kept me from it. God has protected me. God has blessed me. God has worked on my life. He has warranted his mercy and his goodness and his kindness and has shielded me. Grace has kept me. When I wasn't even aware of it, God has had his hand on me. When I wasn't even noticing what was going on, God was at work in my life. Amen. I could sleep at night because the hand of God on my life, the goodness of the Lord, grace has been with me. But it's because of the gracious God that I serve today. Are you thankful that God is that God and the giver of grace and mercy? You ought to clap your hands to the Lord today. I'm reminded of the story that I heard. There was a bridge that was being built over a river. This river was a wide, cold river. And it was that time of the year, the fall, that the fog would come up, the steam from that river would come up on that bridge that these men were trying to build. And it would freeze. And these men were iron workers and they were building that bridge. When they would walk, not only was there metal of the bridge iced over, but the current underneath them would somehow mess with their mind. Man after man fell off that bridge. It became a common occurrence for somebody to slip. They tried to teach everybody, don't look down at the waters. Whatever you do, don't look down. Keep your feet on the path in front of you. Don't look around, because there's something about that pool of that water that causes you to get distracted and lose your balance. Don't look down. Time after time, they taught this. But still, men all of a sudden would catch themselves. Men that at work still, men that erected buildings, men that were experienced. They hired the experienced people. They paid them great money. People that have walked the iron for many years. But even them, something would begin to draw them. And they would fall off. Boom. That unknown thing began to pull them. Finally, the company said, we've lost too many people. We can't get workers now. We need help. Even though we're offering triple wages, still, we can't get help because people fall into this river and drown it. Not one person survived the fall. They put their heads together. They looked around. Back in those days, there was no internet. And it took a little bit for them to order a big net system. They installed the net underneath the bridge. They tell me that when they put the net in, something started happening. It was hardly a casualty. It was hardly anything happened, and it got to where nobody ever fell anymore. Nobody ever stumbled anymore. The current did not lure them and mess with their mind and mess with their step anymore. It didn't cause them to feel out of balance or dizzy. Something about that net underneath them helped them complete the job. And the company was able to say, you know, we had nobody else fall in the waters. Oh, there was a few that fell on the net. But they were able to grab them and pick them back up. Are you thankful for the net of God's grace? Amen. Even when the enemy says, ha, 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 let me take you down like somebody else. Let me mesmerize you. Let me get you to fall in my cold grip. I'm thankful for the mercy and the grace of God. That net, the Bible says, underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. Today in the house, I wonder if there's somebody else besides me who can say, God, I thank you for that net. I thank you for that net of mercy. I thank you for grace being for me. Amen. They tell me that San Francisco, what is that big bridge in San Francisco? The Golden Gate Bridge. There's a lot of people get on it, jump off of it, committing suicide. They also begin to think about the problem. Today there's a net on it. There's a net right underneath it to discourage people. And there has been people that have jumped on and fell off, didn't realize it was a net. And when they fell on the net, and when it suddenly stopped them, reality dawned on them, and mamas went back to babies. Daddies went back to children and wives, amen, because of the net. I want to say this today. I don't know about you, amen, but there are people headed down the wrong way, but the net of God has brought them back to their home. And are you thankful that God has brought you back to the home of grace and mercy? Amen. There are people that are sitting here because of the net of God's grace. Amen. You are able to come back to God. You're able to come back to the table of God. It's because of the goodness of God this morning. Amen. That we know God. I feel Jesus in this place right now. Amen. And he wants you to feel how important it is. That he wants you to live for him. Your life is important to him. Spirit of suicide wants to rage through our nation. People that know God, Even people that know the blessings of God. That old enemy wants to come in and begin to mess with your mind, mesmerize you. You know why the devil wants to do that? Because he's out to steal something from God, to kill something from God, and destroy something from God. It's generally the people that God wants to use that the devil wants to confuse. Hear me well. I said it's the people that God wants to use that the devil wants to confuse and begin to mess with your mind and say, huh, there's no hope. Let me get you off balance. Let me make you feel like there's no worth in your life. I'm thankful for the power of God. God sees something today in your life. God has a place for you. God looks at you as being something he wants to use. Amen. But so the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life, and it more abundantly. Amen. I'm thankful for the abundance of life. Amen. Not only grace saves us and snatches us, amen, right on time and keeps us as a shield and as a great big net that not only just pulls us out, but that net has kept us many times. But grace also will lead you. We sing the song Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I'm thankful that the grace of God is not only intended for the occasion of a conversion. The moment we suddenly or slowly come to our senses and realize that we are spiritually bankrupt and have nothing to offer God. But God says, I have everything to give you. I'm thankful when you realize you have nothing, God has everything to give. When you have nothing to give, hear me today. True repentance is when you're known at the bottom of your bottom and you know that there's no way out and you have nothing else to give in your life but yourself. That's when you find the goodness and the grace of God, that God can give to you everything for your life. God will give you everything for your nothing today. Are you thankful for the leading of grace, how grace leads you? You see, grace is more than just for conversion. Grace is also will give you what you need for that long season of cultivated growth that follows being born again. Grace will help you to start growing. The Bible says we grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that God begins to grow us. By grace, we set out in the race of life. By grace, we are sustained. God blesses us and he gives us exactly what we need all along the journey. I thank God there's joy all along the way. Thank God for the joy. Thank God for the peace that he gives. Grace has as much about endings as well as it has about beginnings. Have you ever thought about that? Grace has just as much to do with your ending as with your beginning. There's a lot of people focus on the beginning, but they fail to remember that grace will be there with you at the ending. The dying saint of God. Amen. Whenever they're supposed to breathe their last breath, I'm thankful that grace went way back there. That grace didn't say bye-bye, but the grace of the Almighty God will be with you every step of the race. And at the end of your race, the grace of God will celebrate with you your victory. The goodness and the grace of God. That great grace of God, that great power of God. Grace will teach you. Grace will guide you. Grace will grow you, grace will hide you, and grace will fit your need. Little girl, she asked her daddy, she said, Daddy, how big is God? Daddy was talking about the grace and the goodness of God, and she listened to her daddy, but she said, Daddy, how big is God? And her daddy stopped, and he thought for a moment. He said, Honey, God is always bigger than what you need him to be. That ought to get you excited today. You got a need? I got something bigger than your need today. You got a circumstance? I got something bigger than the circumstance. You got a problem? I got something bigger than the problem. That's the goodness and the grace of my God. Amen. You ought to lift both hands right now and thank him for who he is. And thank him for his goodness and power. Thank him for his might. Thank you for being there for me, God. Thank you for your grace leading me and being great for me. Hallelujah. 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 It's such a pity today to watch people refuse his benefits, who think they could gamble in life, who feel that they have the power to say, not now, God, and put off the opportunity and the grace of God. You know, God wants to bring you up. He wants to reach down and bring you up out of misery. You know as well as myself that we are poor managers of our life. How many just found that to be true? Don't you? When you're your own boss and your own manager, you make an idiot out of yourself. I want to tell somebody, quit making an idiot out of yourself. Quit fooling yourself. Trying to believe yourself to think that you got it all in control. You don't, friend. You are a miserable wreck today because of your life. You're trying to control your life. You're trying to do it your way. It's crazy to watch people do that. God wants to bring you up. God wants to set you up on the rock. God wants to keep you up. God don't want you to be a wilted old life. God don't want you to be a down person. God wants to keep you up. God wants to tune you up. God wants to take you up. And God wants you, amen, to know the wonders of his Spirit forever and eternity. Hear me. It's all because of the grace of God. Grace is here to help today. Grace is here to help. Hebrews, the 4th chapter, I think it's 16. It says, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help. Grace to help in the time of need. I'm going to tell you, you're not going to find it in a psychologist. You're not going to find it at the Burke Center. You're not going to find it in medication. But you'll find it, amen, in the grace of the Almighty God. The God of this book is alive with grace. Grace works. Say, grace works. You know what's crazy? I remember going camping one time, and they had a, let's call him a city slicker, an idiot. Mosquitoes were bad. I mean, they were bad. And he did not like the smell of, we used to call it mosquito, off, you know. I grew up in a simple society, so we called it mosquito dope. How many ever heard of that before? Yeah, see, I'm not the only one. We used mosquito dope, and we would spray ourselves down head to toe. Shh. And, I mean, and after a while, you had to put some more dope on, huh? But this cat, he thought if he took the off and he just sprayed the air, shh, he's going to get rid of the mosquitoes. So every time he heard, every time he slapped, he would go spray the air in the tent. And I mean, we carefully shut the tent door, zipped it. But I don't know how mosquitoes get in. You could have a good net system on the windows, and I mean, you could tell everybody, hurry up, come in. They have a way of, and they have a way of getting you, don't they? And we told this crazy boy, you got to, I don't like the smell of it. The smell will go away in just a little bit. It's worth applying it. It's worth the application. It's worth putting it on you. Yes. Well, oh idiot. I mean, he's eat up with mosquitoes. And finally, he had the sense to take it. And he said, somebody spray me. I can't handle it anymore. I said, cover your mouth, close your eyes, close your nose. Here we go. We started the top of his head. Amen. We went all the way down around him and sprayed him real good. Amen. Guess what? Amen. He didn't have any more problems. And when he applied the stuff he was supposed to apply, I'm going to tell somebody, grace will not work in your life till you apply it. You got to rub it in. You got to put it in. You got to take it in. You got to walk in the grace of God. You got to live in the grace of God. You got to utilize the thing that God has for you. You can't continue going on. Oh, and the last thing I want to just tackle, and I feel it in God today. Why is it the people that grace has tried to be your help? Grace has tried to reach its arm to you. Grace has tried to bless you. Grace has come over and over again. Why is it when you don't apply it, and you start suffering the casualties and the consequences of your life, that you point your finger and blame God. You blame the church. You blame the people of God. You start saying, it's God. God just, I don't want him. It's the people that won't apply it. It's the people that won't take advantage of what God's trying to do. The people that the devil says, ha, 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 let me get you. Let me put my arm around. And you don't realize what it is. When you let self be your boss instead of grace, the devil will win in the end. But when you let grace win in your life and you use the grace of God and apply the things of God, how beautiful that grace will keep you at your end. And grace will be there with you all the steps of your life. The grace that we're saved through faith, not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. It's not by works, lest any man could boast, but it's by the mercy and the grace and the goodness of our God today that grace has showed up. I want to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost, grace has showed up for your life. God didn't come to arrest you, but God has come to lead you as a shepherd. My shepherd is a shepherd of grace. My God don't have big old arms where he's going to take you and beat you if you don't serve him. No, you'll beat your own self. Sin will cause you to whip your own self. Sin will cause your mind and your conscience to get so cold that you don't even care about yourself no more. Where you start taking all this meth and all this problem and drugs by the handful. Yeah? Little girl sitting in jail Thursday. We started talking about meth. And she said, Brother Crossway, she said, I have nothing else to cope with but meth. She said, and she has repeated the same little statement that I've seen in 26 years of going to the jail. She said, Brother Crosswhite, if I got out right now, she said, I'd go right back to it. Little girl's lost all her children. She's losing her teeth. Her skin, two big pox right here underneath her mouth. And I looked at her and I called her name. I said, Chelsea, you're beating yourself up in life by trying to cope by using something else. When God is here to help you, quit slapping God in the face. Quit pushing God away. I said, God's grace will help you. This morning, the same message is in this house. Amen. Somebody thinks, oh, life ain't worth living. When God said life is worth living, grace is here to pick you up. Grace is here to set you up. Grace is here to lift you up. Amen. And get your head up. Grace is here to fix your heart, amen, to fix your life. And grace is here to take care of you. I want to tell you, you can't live and you can't afford to live without God today. Stand in this place with me. Oh, my Jesus. The Lord. God is speaking to somebody in this room. And it's time for you to make up your mind. Man, you could use God just to say, God, get everything off of me. Or else you could apply the grace of God. You could take advantage of it today and let God's grace work in your life. One of the things that you don't lose when you go to hell is your feelings. Your senses, you could taste, you could smell, you could feel. And I guess one of the most horrible things that they will have in hell is their memory. And the greatest memories they're going to have is the times they refused a Sunday morning just like this one. But grace was reaching for you. God wants to meet you at the altar today. I said, God wants to meet you at the altar today. God wants to meet you at the altar today. Well, not now. Oh, you can't go away from the now because grace has made an appointment for you right here at the foot of the cross. Amen. Would you close your eyes? Even in this house right now, I spoke very plainly to somebody's soul. It's time for you to repent, friend. Where every head is bowed and I want every eye closed and I want nobody looking around. Are you struggling? Are you battling right now a mental battle of frustration in your life? Nobody's looking. They should look. But I want you to pop your hand up and say, Brother Crosswhite, I need help right now. I am battling something right now. Amen. I'm battling something tremendous. I need help right now from above. Hallelujah. My God. God sees this. Amen. Put your hands down. Saints of God, I want you to pick your heads up now. And I want you to lift your hands up above your heads. Amen. And I believe right now I want us to pray. There's many in what you thought today that in this room that are in a battle. I'm telling you, there's people in a battle right now. Right now in this room. If you had your eyes open, if you seen what I just seen, you would be alarmed. Amen. You would be alarmed right now. Amen. I don't want you to stay where you're at. Amen. God is ready to help and touch somebody right now in this place. This altar is open. Amen. I don't want you to stay where you're at. I want you to come immediately. I need the church to come up. I need some soldiers to rise up right now. Amen. If you only realize, amen, there are people right within the arm length of you today, amen, that are battling right now, that need the goodness and the grace of God. Amen. That need help from above right now. Amen. There was even some that did not raise their hands. Amen. Amen. But the Holy Ghost spoke to me. Amen. That they need some too. They need the work of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Come on, you need to talk to God. Amen. God's had an appointment with your life. You can't go on the way you've been going. Hear me. You can't continue on the way you're continuing. You've got to have what God has, and only God will give you that change. The Burke Center's not going to do it. The Department of Mental Health, that Rust won't do it. Another drug is not going to do it. Another hangover is not going to help you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Will you get somebody by the hand and pray with them, or lay your hand on their shoulders? It'd be more appropriate. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, put your hand on somebody's shoulders near you. I'm telling you right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. God's big hand of mercy wants to touch somebody. Amen. The grace of God wants to snatch somebody out of hell. But hell wants you. Hell wants to claim you. Hell wants to claim your life. But the hand of mercy is here today. The big net of grace today wants to snatch somebody. Grace wants to work in your life. Hallelujah. Would you pray fervently for them right now? Come on, we need to pray seriously right now. But you don't know who you're praying for, but I seen some hands. Amen. I want you to pray seriously for that person. Amen. It may be you today that raised your hand to pray. Come on, pray. Hallelujah. Pray, God, help. I need your help. I need your mercy. I need your ways. God, I need grace. I need your grace, God. I need you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, you're here. You're here to touch, Lord God. You're here to minister right now. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody needs to get into business. Amen. The Lord's ready to do business. Amen. But you need to get to business with God and let God right now. Hallelujah. Come on, if you ever pray for somebody, pray with them right now. Come on, pray. Don't slack. Don't slack. Pray with them. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's follow the Holy Ghost right now. y'all praying. Come on, help me pray. Today, grace wants to fight for you. Grace wants to lead you. Grace wants to shepherd you. Thank you. in this house. Come on, saint, pray with me, pray with me, pray with me.
A faithful love that will
Holy God, you're not willing that any should perish. Any of us should perish. You're here for us, Jesus. Grace of Jesus never fails.
Steadfast and true, a faithful love that will prevail. When I look ahead or see the things behind, I'm thankful for His grace that never fails. The grace of Jesus never fails. Steadfast and true, a faithful love that will prevail. When I look ahead or see the things behind, I'm thankful for His grace that never fails.
Pray, God's just to fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. light of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To Jesus right now. Come on, let's apply that grace. Let's apply that grace. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, saint, let's apply that grace. Lord, we worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know what grace is? The undeserving gift of God. Something I don't deserve. You don't deserve. You don't deserve it. But I'm so thankful that God has given it today. His mercy, His love, His peace. Hallelujah. My Lord, I love you. Would you thank the Lord with me? Thank you, Jesus. Come on, God's not done. Amen. God wants to pour out His grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. God wants to grow us and we become strong. We don't have to be anything for the devil. Our life snowballs and continues to grow in sin. And we let the enemy have its way. But when you give God the opportunity. You let His grace work. It's amazing what grace will lead you and take you. Remember, grace is just as much for the beginning as for the ending. But grace is not going to just be there at the beginning. It's not going to just be there at the end. But grace will be there all along the way as our great shepherd. Amen. Praise God. Lord, we thank You for every soul that is here. Thank You for Your church. Thank You for the hope. Thank You for the Holy Ghost. We give You praise and we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to heaven, how?